The following is a lecture given at a home program by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 5th, 2006, in Monterrey, Mexico.
Om Jnanatimarandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Cha हे कृष्णा करुण सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिक कांत रार कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये Vanchakavatrubhyascha kripasindubhyaiva cha Patitanang bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we are very happy to be with you all here today. We are traveling throughout todo el mundo.
Están viajando por todo el mundo.
For the purpose of spreading this science, the conciencia de Krishna.
Con el propósito de expandir la conciencia de Krishna.
Throughout the entire planet.
A todo el planeta.
All over the world, people are suffering.
Por todo el mundo la gente está sufriendo.
They are miserable.
Son miserables.
Miserables, without seeing conciencia de Krishna, estamos miserables.
Ya tenemos conciencia de Krishna, estamos miserables.
So we are coming to, because we want to see that everyone is feeling happiness, felicidad, huh? Everyone is feeling felicidad. In this world, there is a big mistake that everyone is making.
En este mundo, hay un gran error que todo el mundo está cometiendo.
They are thinking that happiness comes by money.
Creen que la felicidad proviene del dinero.
But the fact is, we have seen the wealthy people.
Pero aún así que vemos gente rica.
They are very unhappy, actually.
Son infelices.
Money cannot buy happiness.
El dinero no puede comprar la felicidad.
There's only one thing that can bring one happiness.
Hay una sola cosa que puede comprar la felicidad.
And that is if you realize who you actually are.
Y eso es dándose cuenta de lo que uno es realmente.
And if you learn the art of how to be who you actually are.
Y si saben el arte de,
this science is known as the science of auto-realization. Self, science of self-realization.
Mm-hmm.
This science is lost in the modern world.
Esta ciencia se ha perdido en el mundo moderno.
They are simply singing dinero, dinero, dinero.
Solo se canta dinero, dinero, dinero.
You see? But who they are, they do not know. They want to take care of the bodily needs, that's all.
Solo, están tratando de,
they want to serve this flesh.
Quieren servir la carne.
But the actual soul within, what is that, alma? Huh? Alma, they forget about alma.
Pero se olvidan de, del alma.
They're very interested in this carne, you see, but alma, no. So, no matter how much nice, this is flesh is carne, right? No matter how many nice arrangements they make for carne, they are never happy. Because the self, ato, huh? Ato no es carne. Ato no es carne. Es alma.
Is it? No es la carne, es el alma.
Therefore, we are coming to remind everyone.
Por eso que hemos venido a recordarles a todos.
That you are not that body.
Que este no es tu cuerpo.
You are the eternal spiritual soul.
Ustedes son la eterna alma.
So you must reawaken that dormant spiritual consciousness within your heart.
Así que es necesario que despierten esa conciencia que está dentro de su corazón.
The proof that everyone thinks they're their body is very simple. If I ask you if you're a woman, what will you say? You say, oh yes, I'm a woman. Won't you?
Si él pregunta quién es una mujer, va a decir, yo soy una mujer.
If I ask you, señor, if you are an hombre, you will say, yes, soy hombre.
Yeah. Yeah. Si le preguntan a usted,
si eres un hombre, ¿tú qué vas a contestar?
Every man will say, yes, I'm a man. No, listen. Translate me.
Yeah.
Every man will say, yes, I'm a man.
Todo hombre diría, yo soy un hombre.
And every woman will say, yes. How do you say woman? Mujer?
Mujer.
Every woman will say, sí, señor, soy mujer. Every woman will say, yes, I'm a woman.
Y toda mujer diría, yo soy una mujer.
But you know what? No es verdad.
Pero saber una cosa, no es verdad.
You are not mujer. You are not hombre. Only the body is hombre. Only the body is mujer. The carne is hombre. Carne is mujer.
Cuerpo.
Huh?
The
cuerpo.
Body is cuerpo.
O
cuerpo.
Cuerpo.
El cuerpo es
mujer. Cuerpo. Cuerpo es hombre. Cuerpo es hombre. Alma. No es mujer. No es hombre.
¿Sí? El alma no es hombre. No tiene sexo. El alma no es sexo.
So you have to come up, one has to get rid of this cuerpo mentality. Cuerpo? Cuerpo mentality is muy, muy mala, señor.
La mentalidad de cuerpo es muy mala.
Cuerpo mentality. How do you say mentality?
Mentalidad.
Cuerpo mentalidad is muy, muy mala. Muy malísimo. Cuerpo mentalidad es malísimo. Alma mentalidad. Alma mentalidad es muy, 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 muy bueno. Ama mentalidad. Es muy, muy bueno. So, but the problem is, everyone keeps thinking, I am, soy mujer, soy hombre. Everyone is thinking. Just try to hear what we are saying. That's all. Just try to hear. No need to speak unless we ask you to speak now. Just hear.
He's an old man.
Yes.
He's an old man.
Oh, he can't hear it. You're telling him what I'm saying.
And he tells me if he can say something. And I'm telling him to wait.
Yes, yes. Very good. Yeah.
And then he can come.
We will have questions. Later on, we will have questions. Yes. That's very good. Muchas gracias. Yes. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yeah. So, how will we give up this mentality that I am, that soy hombre, soy mujer? We have to find the way to revive that dormant, enlightened consciousness which is there sleeping within us. This is called the yoga system.
Se llama el sistema de yoga.
There are many different types of yogas.
Hay distintas clases de yoga.
There is hatha yoga.
Está el hatha yoga.
There is jnana yoga.
Jnana yoga.
There is raja yoga.
Raja yoga.
There is ashtanga yoga.
Ashtanga yoga.
Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita various types of yogas.
Various tipos de yoga.
And Krishna says, and of all the types of yoga, the ultimo, yes, ultimo yoga is bhakti yoga.
El último yoga es el bhakti yoga.
Bhakti is devotion.
Huh?
Devotion. How do you say devotion?
Devotion.
Yeah.
Devotion.
You are right.
Yes. So that is the perfection.
Esa es la perfección.
So right now we are devoted to cuerpo.
Ahorita en este momento uno es devoto al cuerpo.
This is uno problema muy grande.
Yes, es un problema.
That we are dedicated, that we are simply devoted to this body, you see.
Simplemente somos devotos a este cuerpo.
As soon as my body wants something, I immediately give.
Cuando mi cuerpo quiere algo, inmediatamente lo quiero.
If my body wants cigarette, I give the body cigarette.
Si mi cuerpo quiere cigarro, agarro un cigarro.
If the body wants some liquor, I give some liquor, you see. If the body wants to eat some meat immediately, I put some meat in the mouth.
Si quiere comer carne, se pone la carne.
But we neglect what is actually beneficial for the soul within.
Pero, ¿cuál es el beneficio en el alma?
The soul within needs to live a pure life, you see.
El alma dentro del cuerpo necesita vivir una vida pura.
No cigarettes.
No cigarros.
No alcohol.
No alcohol.
No meat.
No carne.
Simply a pure, healthy vegetarian diet of Krishna Prasadam.
Simplemente una dieta vegetariana de Krishna Prasadam.
The chanting of the holy names of God.
El canto de los santos nombres de Dios.
And the association of saintly people.
Y la asociación de gente santa.
This is what the soul needs.
Esto es lo que el alma necesita.
So if we can follow the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master,
si seguimos las instrucciones del maestro espiritual fidedigno,
and absorb ourselves in chanting Hare Krishna mantra,
y nos estamos absortos en cantar el canto de Hare Krishna,
then that bhakti, that devotion within,
entonces el bhakti, esa devoción que está dentro de uno,
it will become revived.
Se revivirá.
And then we'll become free from all the misery of materiality.
Y seremos libres de toda la
material. Every one of us is forced to suffer four kinds of anxiety.
Todo el mundo está expuesto a sufrir cuatro clases de ansiedades.
Birth is miserable.
El nacimiento es miserable.
We may not remember, but birth was a very miserable experience.
No lo recordamos, pero el nacer es una experiencia muy miserable.
A little child comes out of the mother covered with blood and he's screaming in agony.
Un niño nace lleno de sangre y gritando de la madre.
It is the most fearful experience to be born.
Es una experiencia muy temerosa el nacer.
And then we get sick.
Y luego nos enfermamos.
And then we get old. Old age is not fun. There are so many problems from in old age. It becomes difficult for us to hear. We need hearing aid. We can't see. We need thick glasses. Our breathing becomes choked up with mucus. Even for passing urine, they require a surgical tube for passing urine sometimes. Surgical tube for passing urine. Yes, it's very difficult. Old age is very, very painful. Very painful. And then comes death. So these are miserable conditions. We are not meant to suffer these miserable conditions. Through the process of bhakti yoga, you can get free from all these suffering conditions. As long as we remain on the platform of serving our material desires, we will take birth after birth after birth in this material world. But if we can revive our dormant love of God through the science of bhakti yoga, then we will return to our original spiritual identity in the spiritual world. We'll become completely free from all the distress of material existence. No more birth.
No más nacimiento.
No more death.
No más muerte.
No more old age.
No más envejecimiento.
And no more disease.
Y no más enfermedades.
That's the result.
Ese es el resultado.
But if we remain on the platform of serving this cuerpo,
pero si nos quedamos en la plataforma de servir este cuerpo,
then we will get cuerpo after cuerpo after cuerpo after cuerpo.
Entonces seguiremos de un cuerpo a otro cuerpo a otro cuerpo.
Sometimes a human being.
Muchas veces el ser humano.
Sometimes a dog.
Muchas veces, otras veces en perros.
Sometimes a cat.
Otras veces en gato.
Sometimes a bird.
Algunas veces en pájaro.
Sometimes a monkey.
Otras veces en mono.
Sometimes cucaracha.
En otras veces en cucaracha.
Is it? Would you like to be cucaracha?
No, no, I've seen too much.
And someone goes,
one day, million.
Someday cucaracha, they squash him, you know.
No, and they continue walking. And they continue walking.
Yeah. So if you've seen enough of this karma chakra, then take very seriously this pathway of bhakti yoga. Take the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master very seriously. The bona fide spiritual master will take you out of this material existence.
El maestro espiritual fidedigno
You simply have to follow his instructions very carefully, that's all. Sometimes we may lack faith. We may become skeptical. Can the spiritual master really deliver me or not? But the spiritual master is confirmed in the Vedic wisdom. Tadvaganartam sagurumeva bhigacchat. It is enjoined in Mundaka Upanishad that if you want to achieve that supreme perfection, then you must take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. There is no question of maybe. In Sanskrit language, there are different forms of the verb. In this particular verse, the verbal form of go is gacchet. Gacchet. Gacchet is called vidhi lin form of the verb. Vidhi lin form of the verb. When this form of the verb is used, verb means a word of act, doing something. It's verb, you know, verbo?
Verbo.
Yeah. Verbo forma se llama vidilin. So, in vidilin forma, verbo forma, it is compulsory. What do you say compulsory in Spanish? Compulsiedad?
Compulsive?
Compulsory. Mandatory. Compulsory. You must do it.
Mandatory.
Mandatory, yes. Mandatory. Same word, mandatory in Spanish. Yes.
Mandatory.
It is mandatory. You must go to Guru. Mandatory to go to Guru. Mandatory, yes. So in this way we have to become very serious. We have to understand the necessity of that es muy muy necesario to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. If we try to independently enjoy ourselves in this world, es muy problema grande.
Es muy grande
problema. Because on our own we will remain in illusion. If we take the guidance of Vedas and Guru, then we will be properly guided how to get free of illusion. How to get free of miserable condition. So, we can ask now if there's any questions. But first, if there's any questions. ¿Hay preguntas?
Hay una. Don't worry, be happy.
¿Hay preguntas?
No te preocupes, sé feliz.
Don't worry, be happy.
He
said, don't worry, be happy.
I said, if there's any questions, yes.
Yo lo recibí allá.
Una pregunta, ¿quieres preguntarle algo, papi?
No.
Yes, there is one philosophy, don't worry, be happy. But unless you can learn how that, unless you learn how to actually uproot the cause of your misery.
Don't worry, be happy.
Yeah, see, pero.
In India.
But unless you can actually uproot the cause,
this moment I received in India, in one place, what 1 million of people. So, give me this, put in my hand, and say, don't worry, be happy. I'll be with you always.
When he went with Sai Baba and there were about 1 million people, and he gave him this ring, it's the Om, and he told him, don't worry, be happy, I'll be in you, beside you, around you. God is inside you, around you.
Yes, but if
He's the guru.
Many people say, don't worry, be happy. Many people say like that. But unless you can actually remove the cause of the anxiety, then that is artificial. You understand?
Explain. Hay que remover la ansiedad en uno. Sino el que es no te preocupes, se feliz, se vuelve artificial.
One had to actually become happy, to become truly happy, you must remove the cause of the anxiety.
Fue una expresión. Éramos como aquí, pero muchísimo más. Hombres de aquí.
You're not translating.
Mujeres de aquí.
To actually become, happy, one must remove the cause of the anxiety.
And I tell him, you already removed that cause a lot of years ago because he lives and sees God in everything.
One has to, as long as one remains on the platform of I am this body, then one may then trying to be happy will be artificial. One has to realize, has to awaken one's spiritual identity beyond the material body. Mm-hmm. You see, as long as I'm thinking I'm hombre, I'm mujer, we may say, don't worry, be happy, but it's artificial. One has to actually, because the body is rotting. If somebody is in great pain, you say, don't worry, be happy. You see, that what does that solve the problem? That's not solve the problem. One has to learn how to become completely detached from the material body. That I'm not this body. Otherwise, it's just like somebody has cancer and you give them some aspirin.
Don't worry.
You see what I'm, you understand my point?
How is next to where? To work. Don't worry, be happy. What I want to make, be happy. What is happy? Work. Don't worry, be happy. Trabaja.
So does anybody have any questions?
Perfect.
¿Hay preguntas? Anyone have questions?
¿Cuál es entonces el motivo o el significado del cuerpo de nosotros?
What is the reason of this body in everyone?
The reason? Why we have one? Yes. Thank you very much. It's a very nice question. Muchas gracias, señora. And so question is muy, muy glorious. So, originally we were situated in the spiritual world. In great happiness, we were serving God. But we became a little envious.
Pero estábamos muy envidiosos.
That why God is the supreme.
De por qué Dios será el supremo.
Why I cannot be the supreme.
Y por qué yo no puedo ser el supremo.
We became envious of God.
Nos volvimos envidiosos de Dios.
So we fell down from that paradise.
Y entonces caímos de ese paraíso.
To this world where we are trying to play God.
A este mundo en el cual tratamos de jugar a ser Dios.
The Lord is giving us a chance because we wanted to be God. He is giving us a world where we can think that I am God.
Nos dio un mundo donde donde podemos pensar nosotros somos Dios.
But we can't, we're not able to do it.
Pero en realidad no, no podemos hacerlo.
We try to be God, but we cannot.
Tratamos de ser Dios, pero no podemos.
So the intelligent person realizes, why should I try to be God? Let me just surrender to God.
La persona inteligente dice, ¿por qué trato de ser Dios? Me voy a rendir a Él.
Let me revive my original pure surrender love for God.
Voy a revivir mi, mi verdadero amor por Dios.
That is intelligent.
Es inteligente.
So that's why we have this body.
Y es por eso que tenemos este cuerpo.
Just like sometimes we see the prisoners from the prison, they're out working on the side of the road.
Muchas veces vemos a los prisioneros trabajando.
They have the striped uniforms. You know they're prisoners.
Tienen sus uniformes de rayas.
So, in here in this material world, we can see that everyone is a prisoner.
Vemos aquí en el mundo material que todo el mundo es.
Do you know how we can tell that everyone is a prisoner here?
¿Saben cómo podemos decir que todo el mundo es prisionero?
Por los cuerpos.
Por los cuerpos.
The fact that we have material bodies. They're made out of blood and flesh. That proves we are prisoners.
El hecho de que tenemos carne es un
el cuerpo material is prison uniform. Yeah, it's a prison uniform.
That's right. Is human body?
Yeah. No, material body. Material body means prison uniform.
El cuerpo material significa uniforme de prisión.
This material world is prison house.
En esta, este mundo material también es una prisión.
So, if one can revive one's loving relationship with God,
si uno puede revivir la relación amorosa con Dios,
at the time of death, when you leave this particular body you have now,
al momento que uno deje este cuerpo en este particular momento,
you will not get another material body.
No van a volver a entrar en un en otro cuerpo material.
You will get a spiritual body.
Va a obtener un cuerpo espiritual.
Which is eternal.
Que es eterno.
Full of knowledge.
Lleno de conocimiento.
Full of bliss.
Lleno de bendición.
Never gets old.
Y nunca envejece.
Never gets sick.
Nunca se enferma.
And never dies.
Y nunca muere.
You'll be an eternal youth.
Serás un eterno joven.
And become a personal associate of God.
Y se asociará personalmente con Dios.
You will meet God face to face.
Conocerán a Dios cara a cara.
You will talk with God.
Hablará, hablarán con Dios.
And you become an intimate associate of God.
Y serán, serán una asociación con Dios.
So that's how that's what we are teaching you how to do.
But you're telling me like if it's separateness.
Hmm?
The way you say it is like we're separate.
Right now we're
speak with God, you're God.
Right now we're separate. We've separated ourselves from God because of envy.
But if you feel if you're feeling Him inside, then there's no separateness. You start to feel Him in everything.
That's all right. But one has to.
In the animals,
One has to know. One has to know God. That God is a person. God is a person. One has to act just like you are a person. I am a person. How do we have personalities? You see, because we are part of God. Because God has personality, and we are part of God. Therefore, we also have personality. So our perfection is to develop loving relationship with God. It is called separate and one and separate at the same time. Because if there's no separation and it's simply all one lump, then there's no way, there's no facility for love. God, love means two, God and you. You see, if everything becomes one. Then there's nobody that can love God anymore. There's no love. And what is a world without love? It's a meaningless world.
Okay.
So there must be separation between you and God. But
to translate
for everybody else.
All right. All right, but I want her to really understand. She can understand the English. I really want her to understand. She can explain.
Yo veía que él decía que ver a Dios de cara a cara como algo separado de nosotros. Y vamos a ir a hablar con él. Entonces ahí estamos viendo como que hubiera una línea divisoria total. Tú estás ahí, yo estoy acá. Siendo que cuando tú amas, empiezas a ver y a sentir a ese Dios adentro.
She can check, make sure it's correct.
¿Verdad? Entonces lo que él comenta es, no debe ser un como una masa que se junta así toda. ¿Por qué? Porque entonces, ¿cómo va a haber el amor? ¿No vas a poder amar algo más si está todo hecho bola? Como una masa. Entonces, está esa separación, ¿verdad? Para poder existir ese amor.
Sí. Dice que Dios es una persona.
Es otra persona, pero al mismo tiempo estamos juntos. Estamos separados, pero juntos.
Okay, okay, so just like on... So I'll let her translate. Just like on a guitar.
Es
guitar.
Una guitarra.
There are six strings.
Hay seis cuerdas.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we had a guitar that only had one string.
Si solo tenemos una guitarra con una cuerda.
If there's a guitar that only has one string, it is not very beautiful to hear.
No será muy bonito el escuchar una guitarra con una sola cuerda.
But if the guitar has six strings and they're properly tuned,
pero si la guitarra tiene seis cuerdas y está perfectamente entonada,
then it is more beautiful.
Entonces se volverá aún más hermosa.
But if the strings are out of tune, then it sounds horrible.
Pero si las cuerdas están desafinadas, se oirá horrible.
So spiritual life does not mean that you become one with God.
Así que la vida espiritual no significa hacerse uno con
because that's not very beautiful.
No, porque no sería muy bonito.
But it means you become properly in tune with God.
Pero significa estar en tono con Dios.
It means you become in a state of perfect harmony with God.
Es estar en perfecta armonía con Dios.
Just like the guitars, where all the strings are properly tuned, and they make a very beautiful, sweet sound.
Si las cuerdas están perfectamente entonadas, se oirá una hermosa melodía.
So in this way, try to understand spiritual perfection. It's not that you merge into God and become God. That is not perfection. It's like a guitar of all the strings merging into one string is not a very beautiful instrument anymore to hear. One string on a guitar with one string is not very beautiful to hear. So, the highest perfection is to remain separate from God. But be in perfect harmony with God, in love.
Estar en perfecta armonía con él y con amor.
You see? That whatever God wants, I will do. That's all. I'm simply the... Whatever the Lord tells me to do, I will do that.
Lo que me diga Dios que haga, eso es lo que voy a hacer.
So Krishna is giving instructions in the Bhagavad Gita.
Así que Krishna da instrucciones en el Bhagavad Gita.
Satatam kirtayanto mam. He says you should always be chanting my glories.
Dios te habla a través de la intuición.
He said that if God...
Huh?
Later, you translate what he said. You translate what Guru said. Satatam kirtayanto mam. The God, Krishna is...
Always be chanting my glories.
Krishna said, Krishna dice que siempre cante sus glorias.
That is the order of God.
Esa es la orden de Dios.
So if you want to be in harmony with God,
si quiere estar en armonía con Dios,
then you must obey His orders.
Deben de obedecer sus órdenes.
So He says that you must chant His holy names.
Que dice que cante sus nombres santos.
So we are doing that.
Que estamos haciendo.
We are chanting every day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hari.
Estamos todos los días, Hare Krishna.
This is how you will come in harmony with God.
Y de esta forma, ustedes también cantan, se van a poner en armonía con Dios.
Those who teach that you should become God, this is not the proper teaching. Those who teach that you can become God, this is not the proper teaching. Those who teach that you can become God are not giving the proper knowledge. No es posible that you can become God. God is always God. God is always God. God is always the Supreme.
Dios es siempre Dios y Dios es siempre el Supremo.
And we are subordinate to Him.
Y somos subordinados.
We should not think that we can become God.
No podemos pensar que somos Dios.
Our desire to become God is what got us here in the material world to begin with.
El deseo de ser Dios es lo que nos tiene en este mundo.
That, just imagine you're in the, if you're in some kingdom and you want to become the king, that means that is called coup d'état.
Imagínense que ustedes quieren ser rey y quieren un reino.
If you want to overthrow the king, then he will throw you in the dungeon. If you want to overthrow the king,
ser rey, te va a meter ahí al calabozo. Pues claro, pues
yo. So, do you know what is the dungeon?
¿Saben qué es el calabozo?
Sí. Do you know where is the dungeon?
¿Dónde está el calabozo?
En
Monterrey.
En Monterrey.
Wherever everybody lives.
Yeah. This, we're in the dungeon, this material world. This material world is the dungeon.
Este mundo material es el calabozo.
For those people who wanted to take over the being the top person in God's kingdom.
But to fuse with Him, when you say, when you get over the material body, and there's no more body, and there's no more cats, and there's no more dogs, you get to that point, and you are a spiritual body.
You revive
it's like a fusion with God, the essence,
you,
no?
You what you do is you. There are forms in the spiritual world also. There are men and there are women, there are trees. The spiritual world is full of forms, but they are not like these forms here.
Spiritual world, there are varieties of
forms.
In the spiritual world, there are cows.
En el mundo espiritual hay vacas.
There are birds.
Hay pájaros.
There are trees.
Hay árboles.
And there are flowers much more beautiful than these flowers.
Y hay muchas flores más bellas que estas.
There are mountains.
Hay montañas.
There are rivers.
Hay ríos.
Everything is beautiful and wonderful in the spiritual world.
Todo el mundo es espiritual es mejor, más bonito.
But they are pure spiritual forms.
Pero son formas espirituales.
Because they don't get sick.
Porque no se enferman.
They don't get old.
No, llegan a la vejez.
And they do not die.
Y no mueren.
You see? Some people say that spiritual perfection is a state of formlessness.
Algunas veces dicen que
some people say that spiritual perfection is a state of formlessness.
Que la perfección de la perfecta forma
espiritual.
But no es verdad.
Pero eso no.
Spiritual life means you revive your original spiritual form.
La verdadera forma espiritual es que uno reviva.
Which never gets sick, never gets old, never dies.
In the essence is God. In the essence of that spiritual form or spiritual
is to be a servant of God, not that, to be God.
No, the essence.
The essence is to be
it's
the
divine,
servant of God.
No? It's divine, no? The essence is divine.
The essence is purely spiritual.
La esencia es pura, es, puramente espiritual.
To be a servant of God.
Es ser un sirviente de yeah. Dios.
The essence of existence is pure devotional service.
La esencia de la existencia es el servicio devocional.
The essence of God's existence is pure enjoyment. And the essence of your existence is pure service. God is the enjoyer and you are the servant.
Dios es el que disfruta y tú eres el sirviente.
So someone may object, but I don't want to be the servant.
He's a maker.
Muchas veces uno puede objetar.
I want to be the enjoyer.
He's the maker and wants the tour, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What is it?
You're saying, isn't that one is maker and one is the doer?
One, what's the first one?
Maker.
Make.
One who makes.
En la armonía espiritual, en la armonía de todas las esferas, de todas las galaxias, ¿en qué parte está Dios?
One is the emanator and the other is the emanated. That's
¿en qué parte nos unimos a él cuando ya nos reencarnamos? ¿En qué parte?
¿En qué
I'm dealing, I'm answering her question. First, one at a time.
Okay.
She asked a question and I'm answering her question first of all. The difference is one is the emanated and the other is the emanator. That's the difference. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am the emanator, everything comes from me. So Krishna is the emanator of everything. Everything comes from him. Just like the sun emanates the sunshine, Krishna emanates everything from himself. So Krishna is the emanator.
Krishna es el emanador.
And you are the emanated. You, because you have been emanated from Krishna. Yeah. So what is the question? What is
¿en qué parte del universo, después que hay millones de sistemas solares, millones de sistemas solares, en qué parte nos encontraríamos cuando ya no vamos a encarnar?
In which part of the galaxy? There are millions and millions. In which part we are going when?
Yes,
not,
yes, yes.
Yes.
Where you are going is totally beyond this material existence. You cannot see it with your telescope.
No lo puedes ver con el telescopio.
You cannot travel there with your rocket ship.
No puedes viajar en un cohete.
No, no, yo no sé.
It is totally beyond the coverings of this material world.
No, dile, hay millones de galaxias que todavía ni se conocen. Pero es más allá de todas las galaxias, o está aquí mismo entre intercalando entre todo, estamos
en otro plano aquí mismo.
No, intercalando entre galaxia con galaxias, o sea, en los espacios. En donde convivimos todas las almas que no reencarnamos.
What is the translation now? Eh? Un momento, what is the translation?
Which part? There are millions and millions and galaxies.
Not in this material world.
No sería en este mundo material. Sabiendo millones y millones de galaxias.
It's beyond these galaxies.
Está más allá de las galaxias.
Y los espíritus que aparecen entre nosotros.
And the spirits that are with us that appears.
The what?
The spirits, the ghosts.
Spirits?
Spirits. What
spirits.
Happened with the
spirits?
Spirits?
Spirit.
Spirits?
That are among us, that they appear.
Oh, there are those spirits. They are subtle. They have subtle material body with them.
Esos espíritus tienen un cuerpo sutil.
They are also within the material existence.
También están en la existencia material.
If you want to actually get free, you have to go beyond this world.
Si quieres liberarte de esto, tienes que ir más allá de este mundo.
You have to give up this gross body.
No se tiene que deshacer de este burdo cuerpo.
And you have to also give up the subtle body, the astral body has to also be given up.
Y también se debe deshacer del sutil y del astral cuerpo.
You have to revive your original spiritual form.
Tiene que revivir la verdadera forma espiritual.
It's completely free of any tinge of material nature. Completely free of any tinge of this material nature.
Totalmente libre de lo que es esta naturaleza material.
Para comunicarnos nosotros con Dios. Es a través de la intuición.
For we can talk with God. It's through the intuition.
No, it's by the mercy of the spiritual master.
No, es por la misericordia del maestro espiritual.
As long as you,
Y el maestro espiritual yeah. se comunica con Dios a través de la intuición.
The spiritual master communicates with God through the.
Spiritual
intuition.
Master is in direct contact with God.
El maestro espiritual está directamente en contacto con Dios.
And by coming in contact with the bona fide spiritual master, then you will also come in contact with God.
Y al uno estar en contacto con el maestro espiritual, uno en automático está en contacto con Dios.
But the spiritual master must be bona fide.
Pero el maestro espiritual tiene que ser fidedigno.
If he teaches that I am God, and you're God, and we're all God, he's not bona fide.
Si el maestro espiritual te dice, tú eres Dios, yo soy Dios, todos son Dios, él no es un maestro espiritual.
Spiritual master must teach that we are all the servants of God. Then he is bona fide.
El maestro espiritual fidedigno tiene que decir que nosotros somos sirvientes de Dios.
Pero él se comunica a través de su intuición o físicamente.
She said that if the spiritual master communicates through the intuition or
spiritual master is connected with his guru.
Oh, face to face.
The spiritual face to face? No, your spiritual master, you have to meet him face to face.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
the spiritual master is connected with God face to face.
Spiritual master is connected directly and indirectly with God. He is connected face to face with God, and he is also connected through his own guru, both ways.
Espiritual se comunica directamente con Dios y también cara a cara y también a través de su guru, o sea, de su propio maestro espiritual.
It's a chain of gurus then.
Mm-hmm.
A chain of gurus.
Yes. La cadena
chain
de gurus.
Chain, a discipline succession on chain.
We yes, chain. That's right.
And we can
that's right.
Get out of here.
That's right. In Sanskrit, it's called parampara.
Help the person beside you.
Just like this is my guru, Srila Prabhupada. Then he has his guru, and his guru all the way back to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada is directly associated face to face with
Krishna.
Through the mercy of his guru. So is our time up now? We have to go. Thank you very much.